531. In just 4 weeks, Creative New Zealand has invested almost $8 million of an available $16 million through phase one of its COVID-19 emergency response package. And due to the overwhelming response, we'll shorten the application timeframe for two opportunities to ensure it has sufficient resources and can continue to effectively plan its phase two support for the arts sector as the environment changes again. And we're joined now on Pacific Breakfast by Creative New Zealand Chief Executive Stephen Wainwright for more. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Stephen. Really appreciate it.
Pleasure to be here, Brian.
Firstly, Stephen, can you tell us more about the response to phase one of the Creative New Zealand emergency support, please?
Yeah, sure, Brian. Well, as you know, many industries that are really all about community and people congregating have been hit really, really hard by COVID-19. And of course, our world, which is the world of arts, in many cases depends on people congregating. So really people looked at their diaries looking ahead and all of a sudden there was no work, no concerts, no exhibitions. And so overnight almost, the whole landscape was transformed. So we shifted from kind of a business as usual to emergency mode, actually on the 23rd of March, while we're still on level two, and you might remember things changed very quickly. And within a couple of days, the whole nation was in lockdown and we were working from home. And so that's really what our emergency offering was about, was responding to that level four response, that level four situation. And it's fair to say, I think, Brian, we've been overwhelmed by artists requiring our assistance. So we've leaned into that as hard as we can. And we're going to spend the budget we've set aside for that earlier than we thought. But the good news is that the external environment's, you know, changing. Now, people that we work with, they're rehearsing again. We're able to get together under certain conditions. And so the world's opening up, you know, slowly but surely, and heading in the right direction. I mean, we're now turning our energy towards preparing for that, whilst also giving everyone who needs the support right now a fair go to get that support.
Stephen, what areas of the industry has phase one COVID-19 emergency support gone, and what has it been used on so far?
Well, there's really, Brian, there's really two strands to the support. And the first strand really is really what we're just calling emergency relief, just to help people survive. And that relates to the work and income support. So there's been a good number of people who have sought that kind of emergency relief. But what we've seen over time since April the 16th, quite not long ago, but it seems like a long time ago, is people have been more interested in the other area, which we called arts continuity support, which means people are now seeing ways in which to make art and engage their communities of interest, often in a slightly different way from what was possible before. Of course, there's a lot more stuff happening online, for example. And so that's been growing. And now that we're, as I say, now that we're in level two, people can congregate again. So collaborative arts practices, for example, where people need to rehearse an ensemble to perhaps to do a play or a musical piece of work, those things are now becoming more possible. So people are changing the kind of proposals that we get from them.
Stephen, how many more, you know, funding applications have come through to Creative New Zealand during COVID-19 compared to, say, an average year?
Well, that's a good question, but it's been a bit of an avalanche, actually. So I think last year it was probably the year where we received the most applications we've ever received, which was a little over 2,000, I think. And this year we've received, under our emergency package, about the same number of proposals in the little over 4 weeks it's been open, which I think is a reflection of the terrific need out there in the community. So it's been a, there's been a lot going on, as they say.
Now, due to high demand, deadlines have moved forward. Can you share more details around this, please, Stephen?
Sure. Well, when we when we opened up this these opportunities on April the 16th, we were in lockdown, and I think like many of us, given what was happening around the world, we thought that this might be a protracted period.
Okay.
In level two, so because of that change in context, we're saying to people, look, by all means, we welcome your proposals, but we're just bringing the dates back a couple of weeks because we now need to be preparing for a different context, a context where more things are possible now. And so that will be what happens in the next phase of our work. So we do welcome those proposals by close of play at the end of May, 1 o'clock.
Okay, then. Stephen, we are sort of breaking up, such is the case from time to time when it's a live interview and also being online, depending on the strength of one's internet connection. We've got you back now, so that's good. So once again, just to confirm those dates in terms of deadlines for applications or funding applications again, please, Stephen.
Sure. Sorry, Brian. I'm not sure how much we lost. We had a little bit of a frozen moment, didn't we? 29 May, that's a Friday, 1 p.m.
Awesome. And so in terms of the next announcement or announcement on phase two and what will that look like? And also, I just want to clarify around, so $16 million is the total funding pool available or is that just for phase one currently?
Good question, Brian. No, that's just for phase one currently. We had to use the bit like Grant Robinson. We had some reserves for a rainy day, and this is the rainy day, so we've spent most of those. We're what's called a Crown Energy, so we've got a board, and that board meets on the 26th of May, and they will make decisions about phase two at that time. So we'll announce that as soon as we can, which again gives people fair notice about any changes that are coming down the pipeline, because we'll still be, delivering the first phase of this response, really through June.
Stephen, will it be in phase two? Are we looking at same priorities in the areas of the arts sector that will be funded, or will that be discussed closer to the announcement of a phase two confirmation?
Well, I think they're the kind of tricky issues that the board will grapple with. But I think what is clear about the context, Brian, and because we're seeing it happening right now, is that a lot of arts practitioners and arts entities are now preparing themselves for presenting work to the public in a way that is kind of more business as usual. And so we realise that there'll be less spending probably from the public. Looking ahead, everyone's talking about a recession. And so we need to factor that into our work because we want to ensure that we want to minimise kind of the damage to the ecology and the infrastructure whilst the impact of COVID is at its most severe. So that will be very much on the mind of our council, and how we can support practitioners through this difficult time is very much top of mind for us.
On that, aside from the funding available, what other ways are Creative New Zealand supporting arts practitioners and the arts sector at the moment, Stephen?
Well, one of the things that people have quite enjoyed because it's kind of playful and it involves short videos often from practitioners. We've had a small advocacy campaign called Thankful for Art, and that's terrific viewing. There's lots of engaging interviews with practitioners and with members of the public who just really kind of talk about what they love about art. And of course, for some, it's got a, even recent, a slightly nostalgic feeling, because of course our opportunities to engage with art have shifted very much onto the internet rather than the live experience. So that's very enjoyable. So that's been a focus for us. But to be honest, Brian, because of that huge demand, it's kind of been all shoulders to the wheel to deliver on this emergency package phase one.
And finally, again, where our arts practitioners can go to find out more information, and just with regards to those deadlines again, please, Stephen.
So the website, our website's the best place, and that's www.creativenz.govt.nz.
Stephen Wainwright, Chief Executive for Creative New Zealand. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Stephen. We really appreciate it. And to you and the team, keep up the great work and stay safe.